Okay, let's take item 1125, please.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding review divestment, hashtag BDS, BDS and the at 350 PDX goals, save trees, and Department of Justice USA versus city.
A lot to cover in 3 minutes, Charles.
We'll add a little bit and hop around. Also, as you might notice, we'll have excellent coverage of the 350 PDX issue with the following speaker. I think it's important to take a moment, though, for me to appreciate what Dr. Natsios has just said. Right now, in the Middle East, where the U.S. has involved itself largely because of petroleum, in Iraq, mostly in Syria, about 250,000 people have died in the last 5 years of their civil war. And it's certainly a good thing for the city to look at increasing its partnership with ERCO and facilitating families, especially that specifically want to sponsor refugees from some of the fallout from our political decisions in the Mideast, Syria, and Iraq. That is somewhat related to the idea of fossil fuels, and I have some great speech writers, and they might not know that's their job, but today, three of Portland's five commissioners will have a chance to impose a small measure of sanity on the fossil fuel insanity this country is engaged in. Some of you may recognize those words and not feel too bad about being called traitors or having betrayed the city, because when you stand for sensible energy policy over the delusion of jobs that are going to hurt our children's future, you're doing the right thing. And so my remarks here are primarily addressed to Commissioner Novick, Mr. Schaltzman, and Mr. Fish, that you will see the light and power it with solar and wind energy and not oppose, that we'll actually get a unanimous vote from this council to say that we're going to focus on energy that's a better decision for our children. We're not going to get a few fossil fuel current jobs at the price of climate chaos later. So I hope that when this issue comes back in the afternoon, you'll be frequently and fervently contacted by your constituents who will take a different position than the Oregonian's editorial board, which is so often out of touch with people who probably aren't its customers anymore. The other issues that were mentioned is the ongoing struggle for the best in policing. Recently, I hope most of our city has been dismayed by the unfortunate decision of Daryl Turner, the Portland Police Association president, to mock black lives, even though he himself is a black city employee, and place a billboard on Salmon Street right across from the Black Lives Matter banner of First Unitarian Church. And that's another issue that I hope citizens will fervently and frequently contact you about, is making sure that our police are equitably dealing with all citizens in a nonviolent way, minimally violent way. Every once in a while there are extreme incidents where CERT, but I think we've seen an improvement, and I hope that y'all will continue the pressure so that soon we can have a year with no people killed by police and no police dying in the line of duty. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.